Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Cliff Enico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, an attorney, a small business attorney specializing in small business issues. He is, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for, golly, coming up on 10 years. We'll be celebrating his 10th anniversary real soon. He's the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Marketing Bible. No pretense there. The eBay Business Answer Book, you're starting to get the picture. Also, his new book is called Crowdfunding Handbook and a number of others. I don't know, something under a couple of dozen books he's written over the years. Sold under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Cliff Enico. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to have you back as always. So for many years now, probably, golly, I would say 16 or 17 years, I've been reporting on the attempts by the states to collect taxes on remote sales. And I use the word remote because that was the original argument, right? The catalog sales back in the day. This has been a debate that's been going on for decades. But now that the internet has really ramped up the opportunity for remote sales, the states are seeing a lot of money leaving the state, and they've been fighting that. And so there's been some kind of success that they've had, hasn't it been, with regard to companies like eBay and Amazon and people like that?
Yeah, this has been a sticking point for a long time, Jim. The states have lost billions of dollars to internet commerce of all kinds, not just eBay and Amazon,
mm-hmm.
but even just people selling off their websites.
Because the
vast majority of internet sales are interstate or sometimes international sales. And the way our sales tax system is set up, you only pay sales tax if you sell in-state. So if I'm in Alabama and you're in Alabama and I sell something to you off my website, there's sales tax. But if I'm in Alabama and you're in Tennessee and I sell something to you, there's no sales tax.
Right.
And 99%
as long as that is a remote sale, right? If you have a nexus in a state that you sell
right.
to, you have
if
to pay.
If I have a physical presence in Tennessee,
right.
then I have to
right.
pay Tennessee sales
that's
tax.
Right. That's right.
right. Exactly right.
right.
But up to now, that's been just a physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
What some of the states are doing now, and this has been going on for a long time, but it heated up recently, New York and Wyoming have sued Amazon to get them to collect sales tax, not just for stuff that they sell on the site. You know, Amazon sells its own merchandise on the site. And they do pay sales tax in about 25 states,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the stuff that they sell.
Because they got a warehouse or something there.
Right, exactly. But now these states want them to collect sales tax from all of their third-party sellers. There's about 2 million people in this world that make a living, full-time or part-time, selling stuff on eBay and Amazon. And these states want some of that sales tax revenue from these third-party people. Now, what Amazon has been doing up till now is they've been saying, well, wait a minute, if you're a third-party seller, this should not be our problem, this is your problem. You know, we want you to register in every state where, you know, we have a warehouse, because, you know, we're not going to tell you where your stuff is. We move stuff from warehouse to warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your stuff in an Amazon warehouse, Jim, you have Nexus technically in that state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I could be in Connecticut, but if my stuff is being stored in a warehouse in Kentucky, I'm supposed to be paying Kentucky sales tax
right.
every time I sell something to Kentucky folks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't even know where Kentucky
well,
is on a map.
That's been the argument.
So,
that's been the argument up to now, though, against collecting the sales tax, because it's so complicated, and there's like 8 or 10,000 sales tax precincts across the country.
About 8,000 sales tax jurisdictions in the United States alone.
Yeah.
You know, let alone Canada and other places.
So what's the resolution? We've got about a minute. What's the resolution in all this?
Well, the simplest, I mean, let's put it this way. The simplest resolution, which I've been advocating for years, would be to create an intrastate sales tax, but one that is based on the sales tax where the seller is located. So if I'm in Alabama, I only have to worry about Alabama sales tax, and I remit my sales tax to Alabama on all my global sales. And then that's easy. That's something that mom-and-pop seller can deal with, rather than trying to keep track with the 8,000 places where their buyer is located.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm surprised somebody hasn't already come up with a program that will sort all this out for someone, make it easy.
I predicted that
20 years ago that somebody would go around the law and create technology that would make it simple and nobody would have an argument. But so far, I haven't seen that yet.
Nope. If anything, they made it more complicated. So, stay tuned. This is going to be
ongoing topic.
Stay
tuned, folks. This is going to be, we're going to be living with this for a long time. And we're going to take a quick break right back after these messages. We're going to talk about franchising. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.